Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
You're about to meet a 9-year-old who has so much kindness, he's going to make you check yourself.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. This kid is incredible. He is about to give you all the feels.
All the feels, hallelujah. All the feels, hallelujah. All the feels, hallelujah. Jeff and Jen Show gon' give it to ya. Jeff and Jen Show gon' give it to ya. Jeff and Jen Show gon' give it to ya. All the feels, hallelujah.
I'm reading Facebook last week, I think it was, and a handful of messages all came in the same 48-hour period talking about this fourth-grade student, this 9-year-old, who goes to elementary school out in Lilburn. His name is Zeph Everson, and he is changing his school for the better, and all the adults in his life were bragging on him.
He's such a cool kid with so much kindness in his heart and looking out for some of his friends because he recognized there was a problem.
Yeah, he's got a few friends who whose bodies work differently than his does, and they have to use different gadgets to get around, like wheelchairs. And the problem is the pine straw, or not the pine straw, the bark and the mulch that they put on the playground, under the playground equipment to keep people safe, you know, it's soft in case you fall or whatever, is not really wheelchair friendly. Like the wheelchairs will sink down into it, and there's also a ledge all around the playground, which prevents people whose legs might not work great or vision might not be great from maneuvering into the playground. And he's like, that ain't right.
I want my friends to be able to come on the playground and play with me, but they can't in the way that the playground is set up right now.
So he sits down, and with the help of his mom and a couple other grown-ups, he writes a letter to the principal of his school, asks for an appointment, and goes in and delivers it to her. Here's a little bit of the letter that Zeph wrote all by himself. And all he did is he asked the grown-ups to, like, proofread it, you know, make sure the words were spelled right and the grammar was good. This is what Zeph took into his principal's office.
Recess has always been one of my favorite parts of the school day. It is the time of day that I truly get to be me. Recess is important because we all need the physical education so that we can have more energy. It is the one time of the day where you can be yourself. It's the only time where you can really get to know and make friends. I love learning new games and finding new friends. It is so sad that there are kids here who have never gotten to have the true experience of recess.
So Zeph takes that letter into his principal's office and she says, you're right, Zeph. Let's do something about it. And they actually turn it into a big-time fundraiser, right?
And they took a fundraiser that the school does every year, and they earmarked all the money for a new playground. Now, it's a big undertaking. I mean, we're talking, this is a six-figure investment, and they've had a lot of luck so far, but they do need more help, and we're going to share the links on our website and on our social media. So if you've got a few extra bucks and you want to help out little 9-year-old Zeph make things accessible for all of his friends and everybody who goes to Arcado Elementary, then you can. But we just wanted to have him in and talk to him and honor him because he's such a great kid.
And so we were talking to him in studio and I had to ask him, so what do your friends think about this big idea you've started?
First, they had no idea that I was the one behind it. They just thought it because they thought that Miss Young wanted a bigger, better playground.
Really?
They had never noticed anything about the people not being able to play on it.
And then once they found out that you were behind it, what did your friend say then?
How did you even convince Ms. Young to do that?
A well-written letter and a carefully thought-out plan. Are you going to run for president someday?
Maybe.
I hope so. He's so sweet and thoughtful about his friends. And so this kind of started going a little bit viral. Jeff started getting messages about it and learned about Zeph. And somebody else pretty important in the state of Georgia learned about Zeph.
Yeah, we asked him if he's going to be president someday. And he goes, well, maybe. And then he whips out of his backpack this framed letter that he received from the governor of Georgia.
Dear Zeph, it is my great pleasure to commend you for your hashtag Recess for All initiative at Arcado Elementary. I heard about the letter you wrote to your principal, and I am encouraged by the outstanding example you are setting for your classmates. Even at such a young age, you are already showing empathy and thoughtfulness that will be a light to others throughout this state. Sandra and I appreciate your efforts to create an inclusive playground for all of your classmates. I believe that your school is better because of your kindness. Best of luck in this hashtag Recess for All campaign, and I wish you well through your academic career. I encourage you to continue to show your heat for others throughout your life. Sincerely, Nathan Deal.
Wow.
That is incredible. And I know it makes your mom so proud that you really are such an incredible example for others, that kindness matters. And looking out for others that aren't, you know, just looking out for somebody else that's not yourself is really, really important. And I think you learned that lesson very young and are able to teach others that.
Look, I'm just going to put this out here. Governor Deal is done this year. So there is an opening for governor of Georgia. And, I mean, you could start. Like, Jimmy Carter did it. President Jimmy Carter was originally the governor of Georgia. I don't know if there's an age limit, but I think this state is ready for a 10-year-old governor. I mean, you can't vote for yourself.
Because I can't vote at all because I'm not old enough.
Right. Thanks for coming in, Zeph. It's been a pleasure and an honor to meet you. Did you make Jen Hobby cry?
Yes, I'm over here crying. I need a tissue. I just think it's really, really sweet. And I know I'm looking over here across the room at your mom, and I know she is so, so proud of you. Good job, Mom.
All the feels, hallelujah. All the feels, hallelujah. All the feels, hallelujah. Jeff and Jen Show gonna give it to ya.
If you want to help out Zeph, we've got the links all over the place.
Hashtag recess for all.
He just wants to make sure the playground that he has is accessible to every one of his friends, even the ones that might have to get around differently than he does. So go check out his story online. And thank you, Zeph, for coming in and being a part of the Jeff and Jen Show.
Man, he's incredible. Making us check ourselves. I gotta do something kind today.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.